In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So we arrive today at the midpoint of Great Lent. 20 days accomplished, 20 days still to travel. And at this milestone, the Church sets before us the Holy Cross, the instrument that we know will be used by mankind in our attempt to destroy Jesus Christ, yet an instrument used by Jesus as a means to restore and to reconcile the very same mankind. And the Church presents the cross to us at the midpoint of our Lenten journey so that we might know and contemplate where we are heading and its meaning for us. Contemplate ahead of time our hoped-for destination, where we are bound. And thinking of the cross as our intended destination, let's look at two complementary truths that this remembrance of the cross reveals. The first truth is that the cross is the cost of sin. The cross is the cost of our sin. It's what sin costs in this world. Before anything, the cross is a lonely and painful and dragged out and inhumane death. No matter how many flowers or ribbons we put on it, no matter if we make crosses out of gold or silver, nothing erases the fact that the cross is the horrible cost of sin. Now, I want to be clear right away. When we say cost, we don't mean that in a transaction kind of way. It's not God saying, well, mankind sinned, now someone has to pay up in blood. That's not what we mean by cost. By cost, we mean the consequences. You know, the cost of dropping a glass is that it breaks. The cost of ignoring a friend is loneliness for at least one of you. If I say something cruel to a loved one, there's a cost. No one's paying anyone. It's a different kind of cost. It's the consequence. The cost is the pain I've caused in them. The cost is the guilt I suffer in my own soul. And if left unreconciled, the cost is a damaged and destroyed relationship. And every sin that we commit has a cost. It injures somebody somewhere. Maybe sometimes I'm the only victim of my own sin. Sometimes it's even just myself. But every sin we commit has cost. Make no mistake about that. And left unreconciled, this cost is ultimately death. Death of my soul, death of a relationship, and just plain death. And when our sin is rebellion against our own creator and our own benefactor, the cost of reconciliation is absolutely death, this time the voluntary death of God himself in the person of Jesus Christ. And so the Church presents us with the cross on this day to remind us that sin has a cost. First and foremost, sin has a cost to ourselves, a cost to our loved ones, a cost to our neighbor, and a cost to God. But the cross is not only the cost of our sin, but it's also the means and the path to reconciliation. It is also the cure. The cross is also the cure. When God is involved, where love enters, the cost is not the end. And in his customary divine fashion, Jesus shows us that the very pain and horror of the cost of sin is also the path and the means to reconciliation and to redemption and to life. In other words, with sacrificial love, the place of pain can become the cure. When I am hurt, or when I hurt someone, not only is there pain, but a choice is presented. How do I deal with that pain? How do I deal with that guilt? Now, one route, the most common route in humanity, is to perpetuate the sin. You know, to cling to the pain and then return it to its perpetrator. In either the cold shoulder and alienation, or it becomes my passion then to have judgment on them, or to avenge them with either my words or sometimes my acts, or even just my thoughts. There's this temptation continually that when I am sinned against, that I return it somehow. Its parallel path, of course, is to pass that anger and that pain forward, to pass it forward. We become like dominoes. Someone fell into me, so without even thinking, I fall into the next person. When I've been fallen into, it takes so very little effort to fall into the next person, and sometimes no effort at all. You know, my wounds, my hurt, make it oh so easy to continue the chain of, I am wounded, therefore I wound. But you know what does take effort? To stop the dominoes falling. If I'm fallen into, to not fall forward or backward, but to stand in place, that takes grace. That takes strength and love. And Jesus said, if anyone would come after me, let that person deny themselves, take up their cross daily, and follow me. On the cross, Jesus says to the sins of the whole world, you stop here. You stop here. I neither return the consequence of that sin to its perpetrator, nor do I pass the pain of that sin to the next potential victim. On the cross, Jesus says, the consequence of sin dies with me. And that is the ultimate act of sacrificial love and the way that love is the cure. And only the Son of God, of course, has the power to cure the sins of the whole world. But do you know what? By the grace of your baptism, and by your being sealed in the Holy Spirit, and working through even a mustard seed size amount of faith in your soul, you also can cure the sin, at least in your own corner of life. Every time you choose to let someone's sin die with you, rather than being passed forward or backward, you become that much more alive. You become that much more light. And when you neither pay that sin back nor forward, you show that love is greater than the pain and that life is greater than death. You take your place in the cure. The cost of the cross is a consequence. The cure of the cross is a choice. The cure of the cross is a choice. And when we do indeed begin to witness this cure of sacrificial love, and maybe with great difficulty owing to the pain and owing to our habits, but when I begin to see the victory of love the first time I say, the sin dies with me, then perhaps it begins to make sense why we take this symbol of an inhumane death and occasionally make one out of gold and silver, or decorate one with beautiful ribbons and flowers. It's because the cross is the love of Jesus Christ given to us. It's because the cross is love working in you and in me. And it's because the cross is not only the cost of sin, but is also its cure. Amen.